exciting show this year. So we're looking forward to interviewing everybody, and we're going to start right off today with Jim Francis from Blue Ox. And welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here.
Glad to have you here. Glad to have you. So Blue Ox, that's a new name.
Yeah, well, the credit union here in Jackson Community, merged with Blue Ox back in January. Okay. And basically it was to provide better service to our members. We went from being a one-branch credit union to a six-branch credit union that serves everywhere from Sterling Heights all over Kalamazoo down to Coldwater and everywhere in between on I-94. So gives our members a lot more opportunities for different locations and a bigger credit union. So we've got some more resources behind us. We were previously just a small asset-sized credit union. Now we're close to $180 million in assets. So gives us a lot of opportunities to help out and do things in our community.
So, you know, by having this new arrangement you have here when you guys merged, the things that you couldn't do before, now there's what things can you do now?
Well, we have this great thing called the Extend Network, and it allows our members to go to hundreds of different credit unions in the state of Michigan to allow them to do their transactions there. They don't have to be just at one of our branches. We also have a new contact center that allows our phone calls to be answered quicker and give answers to people a lot faster and give them the information that they need. And then just the advantage of being large enough that we can offer really competitive rates and give our members the best service that they can possibly have.
So now you're still local?
Yes.
But you're bigger with more services, and you've got things like we call laddering. What's laddering?
Well, that's a way that we like to help people try to invest their money. Right now, with unfortunately the stock market taking a little bit of decline lately, people are getting a little leery about where they want to put their money. Well, at the credit union, your money is totally guaranteed. We're insured. You got up to $250,000 worth of insurance on your money, and we offer different products like our maximum money market account and our CDs, where you can ladder that money so you have money coming due every 6 months, a year, whatever it is. So you set your investment dates so that you have that opportunity to reinvest and have that money be liquid. The money market, it's great because it's liquid pretty much all the time, just a shorter amount of withdrawals each month. But with the CDs, the idea is we're going to ladder them out, we're going to take them out further so that every 6 months you have an opportunity to reinvest some money and get the best rates available at the time.
How much does a CD pay now?
Our CDs are anywhere up to like a, I think 2% is the highest that we're offering. But the great thing about being a large credit union now is that we can match CD rates. We have we're able to do that, and we're always looking for great ways to help people invest their money and give them the best possible rates we can.
So I know you've talked about being insured up to $250,000, but what about security and fraud protection? Nowadays, it's such a big buzzword out there, cyber liability, all those type of things. And what are you guys doing about that?
Well, we have a great product that comes along with our checking accounts that is a fraud protection that if you have to pay for it, and there's lots of ways to get it for free, if you have to pay for it, it's only $2 a month. And it's fraud protection provided to you that protects you from any kind of intrusions, any kind of hacking, that type of stuff, and it helps you work your way out of it as well. It's great protection. We also have a fantastic product that goes on our debit and credit cards where it allows you to turn on and turn off protection on that card, where you can choose what kind of vendors, especially on your debit card, what kind of vendors can actually use your card. So if you know that I don't go shopping outside of the state of Michigan because I don't travel that much, you can turn off different states. You can turn off certain countries because there's a lot of fraud that goes on overseas. It gives you the ability to control that. And if for some reason you lose your card, but not that anybody would lose it on an accident, but if you lose your card, you can't find it, you can turn your card off until you find it. So you don't have to go through the hassle of getting a new card, getting all new numbers. It's a great way for you to protect your checking account and make sure those things are safe and secure from the hackers and fraudsters.
That's interesting because losing things seems to happen around people. And, you know, turn it off and turn it on. I mean, I hate to think I've got to cancel that card because I know I put it somewhere. You think you did.
Especially when with debit cards, people will tend to bill against their debit cards out of their checking account a lot. They'll give that card to consumers or some other entity and say, hey, just charge against my card every month. Well, this way they can continue to use that card while they hunt for it and allow those transactions to go through, because they could allow just consumers to bill against that card while that card is lost.
It's interesting. Do you find that people coming less to the credit union now and doing more things mobily?
You know, we're in a really transitional period where people are still demanding that they have a branch that they can come into, but we know that most of the transactions now are being done electronically. People get direct deposit, they have a debit card, they use their home banking and bill pay, they use all kinds of electronic services, and that's one of the things we're really proud of at Blue Ox, is we have all those electronic services, even to the Apple Pay, where you can download the app on your phone and you just pay that way. You don't even have to carry a card with you. So the technology is there, and we're offering everything. But we also find it very important to still have that branch, to still have that place that people can come into if they need it.
Well, that's good.
Electronics, you know.
They're talking electronics.
My sister's calling me.
I've got to turn off my phone. I forget about that.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Becky's on the way to work, I think so. Well, I mean, everything's just changing that way, it seems like, you know, and I hate this kind of like, I still go to bank credit union. Definitely go there just because I like that, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you like it too, Lloyd, huh? Just, amen. Yeah. I don't want to turn off all these retail stores out there too. My gosh, it's frightening to think what's going on out there and the stuff. But I know it's so easy. I get direct deposit on my check and everything else.
That's the beauty of what we're doing at Blue Ox. A credit union our size generally, excuse me, doesn't have as many branches as we do.
Right.
But we've chosen to keep those branches open in those local communities because we know how important they are.
Right.
And how there are people that love to come in every day and see their favorite teller and get $15 because they need it for lunch, and then they got to stop on the way home and get a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. We want to encourage those people. But we also want to, you know, show you the way that makes you more, your transactions more safe and secure. And even though you hear about the fraud as much, the electronic method protects you so much more.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That is interesting that you're doing that. So it's a, you know, you guys have got, it's amazing what's going on and what's coming too, I'm sure. Are there things that are still happening out there?
Yeah, you think about what has changed in the credit union industry, in the banking industry as a whole in the last 10 years. 10 years ago, some of these things weren't even thought of. We're advancing at such a rapid rate that it takes a lot of time, motivation, and investment to stay relevant. And that's the beauty of being with a larger credit union now, with being Blue Ox, is that we have that ability because we have that size behind us. And it's really tough for the local small credit unions to keep up with that. So that's why partnering with another local credit union in Blue Ox that's here in Michigan, it started off as United Educational way back in the 1930s, you know, these are long-standing traditions that have been around. And credit unions truly are local because they only serve the communities that they're in. And that's the great part about Blue Ox, is we've really expanded that area. And we've got branches in those areas as well to help.
As the world turns, you know, unbelievable. Unbelievable how things are going and where they're going right now. And like you say, well, that's great. So since January, everything's going well?
Yeah, it's a fantastic situation for all of our members. It's been very, very positive, giving them great opportunities. And we're lending money like crazy here locally, so that's been fantastic. So thus, that's why we're raising our rates on our deposits. We want to see more money come into the credit union as well, because we lend out our members' money. You know, it's a situation where one member is helping the other. That's the true cooperative spirit, is when, Rick, when you come in and you deposit your money, because you're trying to earn a better rate, we're lending that money out to somebody else, and you're entrusting us to make sure that that's taken care of.
The American way. I get it. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on your merger there, and everything sounds like it's going well, and keep it up. Keep it on the front.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you. All right. Blue Ox Credit Union, Jim Francis. Next up, we have 50-year business. How can businesses stay in business for 50 years? It's amazing to me. And I know I've got two people we've got on here we're going to talk to today. And one's Paul Buchholz and one's Lloyd Gannon. I don't even want to talk to you, Paul. I'm going to talk just to Lloyd today. I mean that half ton in cheek, because I just, you know, it gets me when, you know, Lloyd, I know some of your history. You have one. Do you have a microphone? Okay. I know some of your history. You started out as a teacher, right? And then I know your mom or something was in this business before. And is that what got you to come from teaching to come into this business?
Yes. Her influence was a very pointed influence on me. Back in the 60s when I was in education, one evening she said, "How's it going with all the kids and the parents?" And I said, "Fair." She says, "Why don't you build a nursing home?" This was in 1967. And I resigned cold turkey. Mr. Northwest superintendent, Hal Helmer, was superintendent, and I left. And we built our first facility 50 years ago and never looked back.
Really? That's how it happened?
That's
amazing.
That's how it happened.
That takes a lot of, you know what, gumption there to do something like that.
Well, when you're on an established income, it does.
Yeah. No kidding. So you went to school. Where'd you go to school to get your education, become a teacher?
Well, I went to Spring Arbor University, Greenville College, Eastern Michigan University, and Michigan State University.
You got kicked out of all those colleges?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's a U of M fan? Oh, my. What's the matter with him anyway, Lloyd? I tell you. Well, I think it's an interesting story to think here you are teaching. I know your mom started out and had a small nursing home. The day, you know, it takes a lot of, went out and had to borrow money, I'm sure, to do this and everything.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, again, it's what America was all built on, is the people that went out and borrowed money, put everything online and worked hard and hope to God made it.
It's a gamble.
It was a big gamble.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's fantastic to think 50 years now. How many locations do you have?
Well, I've built 13 locations over 50 years, and we're down to 8 now because we set up my sons in different facilities, and they're on their own. They're off of my payroll, thank goodness.
How does that work? That's great. But, I mean, I think it's just an interesting history because, obviously, the Ganton family's been from Spring Arbor for a long time, I would imagine.
That's right. Yeah, since 1947.
47? How'd they happen to come to Spring Arbor?
To go to Spring Arbor College and high school.
Really?
That's the family wanted to be close by. Back in the 50s and 40s, we had a high school at Spring Arbor also, and then it went to the junior college.
No kidding. Yeah, I didn't realize it was a junior college at that time before it became a college. Huh. Well, that is interesting. I just think it's interesting history, and you got a lot to be proud of, and obviously it's turned into an incredible success story. Amazing. I'm sure other things are coming. I know we have Paul here now, who's your son-in-law, and doing a great job over there. And you guys have got all kinds of new things coming up. Are you still excited as ever?
Oh, yes. I've still got to get up and go.
Well, you got Judy. That's right. You got to get up and go.
That's the key.
Judy's retiring, I understand, but that is great. So 50 years in business. I know that you've got some new things like apartments coming in Brooklyn and whatever. I mean, just... Yeah, talk about some of the different things, you or Paul or whoever, about what's going on.
Well, let me have Paul tell a little bit. Paul's been with us for over 25 years, and he is now president of the company and doing a tremendous job. I'm slowing down, so, Paul, you're on.
You're slowing down, Lloyd? What, are you getting lazy now?
No, my wife keeps me going, though.
All right. Okay, all right, well, I understand. I hear you. Welcome, Paul.
Well, thank you for having us on, and it's been a pretty amazing year to celebrate 50 years with the original man who started it all. It's been pretty exciting to watch each of our facilities. We had parties to kick it off, and it kind of culminated to one big party in August near his birthday at Arbor Manor, where it really started it all, and it was pretty cool to see all the local townships that we have facilities in bring their fire trucks out, and there's a little bit of rain, but, Leone, Summit, Columbia, we had representation from all the people that help service our seniors. So that was really neat to see, and a ton of people came out to celebrate all the support. His attorney, who was with him for over 40 years, showed up, and a lot of people that have been involved with our company. So that was really fun to be a part of. And he actually got a honorary mayor. And then the excitement on his face when he put the fireman's coat, the honorary fireman, which, again, the firefighters take such good care of us. You don't think about it, but when, in the middle of the night and you get a call You always hear about this, the people that can save you or protect you showing up at your facility, and that was so important to see the support to commemorate that big anniversary.
So Lloyd has now become a fireman, so when in the middle of the night when Lloyd will have that jacket on, he'll be coming in your house?
No.
I thought, hey, I'm not going in there.
Jacket.
Bring Lloyd over.
He's really enjoyed that jacket, and he's always supported very heavily the firefighters within each community, but specifically within the hub of Spring Arbor. We've taken good care of them. But to look at the whole year and celebrate the families in some of the newer facilities, to hear the 50-year celebration, they might not know it. Like out at Legacy, we're celebrating 10 years, and then to hear that we're a part of a 50-year company, it kind of gives them a little bit of security and excitement about something a little bit larger. And Lloyd and Judy go to all the parties, family parties, staff parties, so they may say they're slowing down, but this next month is going to be very busy. Each of the facilities have parties to say thank you to the families that come in and for picking us to provide care to their seniors and their family. So it's pretty exciting for this next year, what's coming up. Some more construction we're talking about, whether it's Brooklyn or Spring Arbor or adding on to some of our facilities. It's pretty fun.
You know, it'd be interesting to see, Lloyd, from when you start, say, when we first went in business, here's the services we offered to what we do today. I mean, I can't imagine. I can't even begin to imagine. The page would be,
we served 70 people 50 years ago. At one time, we served 800. We're down to about 500 now and 400 employees, but we're still growing.
Right, but also there's different things you're doing, whether it be therapy to all the other type of things nowadays compared to back when you first started. I would imagine there wasn't much of that back then.
I can personally tell you about within Arbor Manor, we're doing outpatient rehab, and even as young as I am, there's certain ailments that you have to have taken care of and have been being taken care of. Kind of interesting to see some of the staff come in and, who's that guy on the table over there getting some e-stim services, stimulating the back? And but outpatient is one of those other lines of within our business that we can provide it, and we've got great therapists that can do it. I didn't use the pool, but we have an in-house aquatic therapy pool, which I know some other doctors in town have recommended that for their family members. And it's been a success.
I can speak well of Arbor Manor. 2 years ago, I broke my hip, and I ended up in my own facility, and the employees were scared to death to see me come in. But I left telling them all that I still love them, and thanks for a good job, and I'm well today.
Would you ever go back to that facility?
No. We did have to have a talking to him, because I think he enjoyed a little bit of the visiting and not working, so we had to have a talk to him.
Yeah.
So, but yes, he's a.
You wanted to stay
client.
Too, right, Judy?
So it's really been fun, and the clientele that we do take care of, it's really amazing. If you can spend some time with them and learn from them, the history that they have is quite impressive. That's at least when people say, "What's the best part about your job?" It's to see the residents on a day-to-day basis, put a smile on their face,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that you see so many different people in so many different situations and everything else. And yeah, I get it. It'd be a tough job. It'd be a tough job, I think, for people. And people that work there have got to be certain people to be able to do those things. It's just, it gets me. I'm really proud of what you guys
do. I do have an announcement. We have the old carriage shop museum featuring Jackson Automobiles, as you know. We recently found another Jackson car, a 1906 Steel Swallow, and it will be on display the first of the year at the museum. So anyone that wants to come and see it, it's a one and only, as far as we know, built down on Water Street in Jackson, Michigan in 1906. So you're all invited to come out and view the latest Jackson automobile.
The Steel Swallow, yeah, I remember that well. 1906, wow, that's... Where'd you find that?
Did you get the first car, Rick, when it came out?
It's not funny, Paul.
It was in a barn over by Chelsea, and it was in baskets, and we loaded it up with all the parts, And over 15 years, we put it together little by little.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So what's this new independent high-end younger entry condos? What the heck's that all about?
So that's our independent living in Spring Arbor. There's something very special, I know, when we were talking about doing them, because we have a number of independent living units in Spring Arbor and Jackson, but this was a creation my wife and I put together, Carol, and it's a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square feet with high-end amenities. So you've got some granite countertops and the very, very tall ceilings. Just one of those things that even Rick, you could move into if you so choose.
Not funny. This interview is over. No. 50 years old. I mean, you guys do, though. 50 years, that's really amazing. I look forward to 50 years from now from interviewing you guys again.
You need to introduce Judy, my wife.
Judy? I know the real brains behind the operation, Judy Gatton, who's here, and I know has been working and getting ready to retire, I guess, from there. You said, too. I know you've been there doing a lot. That's great. Yeah, well, congratulations to 50 years and all the things you guys do, and keep it up.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
And good morning.
Thank you very much. Okay, next up, we have got Integral. And everybody's saying, what's Integral?
Huh?
Integral. I'm sorry, Integral. I do know that, too. It's not Integral.
Integral.
I said Chapel, didn't I?
No.
I didn't say it, too?
You did.
Susan Chapel, not Chapel. Okay, whatever. Jeez, everybody wants to be a critic out there. What do you work for?
Good morning.
You work for the mobile? Yeah, news? Good morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. Don't you love this time of year with all the snow and everything? It's so beautiful.
No.
You don't? Well, I love it for a while. It's Christmas. Get in a mood. All right. So, Susan, you are here today, and you also have Emily here.
Yes.
Hi.
And what do you guys do out there in that?
Well, we started Integral back when we haven't reached 50 years yet, but we just celebrated 20 years. We started October 97, providing mental health services, and my mom was Marilyn Meadowcroft was the clinical force behind that, and I told her I'd help her get it started and then move on, and she's retired. Here I am.
How many years ago was that?
20 years ago, just over 20 years ago.
Wow. That's fantastic, because you guys are a big operation now.
Yeah, we've got an office in Hillsdale and in Jackson. We are Joint Commission accredited, which the Joint Commission is one of the highest accreditations you can receive in healthcare. So once we were in business for 2 years, we applied for that, so we received that in January 2001. They have 1,400 standards that you adhere to, and we got dinged on three of them this year. We just passed that, so.
So what are all the services you do? What services do you provide?
Originally, we started out with outpatient therapy services for people who come in. They want to see one of our clinicians. And we provide ancillary services for the group health homes. And that's nursing, dietitian, occupational therapy, and behavior psych services. And we added children's services in 2004. And that's Emily heads up our home-based services for children, and she'll tell us more about that.
Yeah, Emily, what are you doing for children?
So our home-based services, we serve children all the way from birth up until the age of 18. And we go into their homes, into the schools, into the community, kind of wherever the families are, and provide mental health services. So these are children and families who might be having behavioral, social, emotional difficulties. Maybe they've had some really difficult life experiences. And we go in there and tailor specific interventions to that child and family based upon what the child and family's strengths are. We have a couple different specializations within that service. One of them being trauma-focused. We have 12 clinicians between our two counties, some of them being outpatient, most of them are home-based, where children and families receive a specific modality of therapy for traumatic experiences. So children are taught different skills that help them kind of build up to being able to tell their story, and in the hopes that it kind of desensitizes them to the trauma that they've experienced, and be able to just help them function kind of better in life where it's not becoming a problem for them every day.
Emily, how long have you been doing this?
I have been with Integro for 6 years.
Were you doing anything like that before?
Actually, no. I was a probation officer before that.
Well, you know, and I'm sure what you're seeing, I mean, I over 6 years, and is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Or what's happening out there?
I would love to say that it's getting better, but that's really not the case. We have grown our team. We've doubled, almost tripled in size since I've been there in 6 years, just our home-based team to serve children, because there is such a great need. And we find that being able to go into homes to serve children and families really is such a helpful approach. Some kids do well in offices, and other kids, you got to get right in where they're at to be able to do the work.
Well, you know, you talk about you don't think it's getting better. I mean, in some way, we've got a, and you were a probation officer, and, you know, I'd love to put you and Jerry over there, our prosecutor, out of business some way, and it's probably got to start back with those kids and giving those kids some kind of hope and some kind of path that they can go down. And, I don't know what the answer is on that, but it's, you know, you're helping those kids, hopefully helping those kids, but they have to go home at night, and unfortunately.
Absolutely. And the approach of our, we have infant mental health services, which is kind of an odd term to think of, but we serve at the very youngest ages. So we serve infants and toddlers and their caregivers in hopes that we are creating a really, really strong attachment at that age, because we know that strong attachments at that age are really good indicators of future success. So sometimes we have parents that are suffering from mental illness. Sometimes children are just born into difficult situations. We have 7 different clinicians who are trained in infant mental health, and we spend time, you know, almost a couple, 2 to 3 times a week with these families, going in and just working on strengthening that caregiver relationship.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, I know it's powerful, no question about that. I could talk all day about that, just because we're going to change America. We got to change these kids.
Yep.
Give them that hope again. But you talk about specialty services. What are we talking about here when you talk about specialty services? Is that something to do?
And I think that's part of what we look at with our trauma-focused and our infant mental health. We're able to, when we have children come in, we're able to really identify what would be most helpful for that family. Not every child that comes in needing mental health services has had a traumatic experience, but there's a pretty fair amount that do, and we are able to offer them a specialty service to address that.
Right. Well, Susan, do we all need help?
Everyone needs help at some point in their lives.
I mean, really, you think about that, too, and it probably is a truism as such that we don't all go through this idyllic situation throughout life, and we all need something or to vent it, and so we have drug problems and everything else out there. We have to escape, we think, some way, and if you can't escape, you turn to something else.
Right, right.
And you're helping with that.
Yes, we are. And I would like to say that Emily here is one of my most valued employees, and I have another group over here that I have the most wonderful employees that provide these services. So if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's really fantastic. So the New Year's coming. Anything else happening out there? You guys, are you growing every year and everything else?
Every year.
Yeah. Every
unfortunately,
year
we're growing. Unfortunately, you're growing
we're
year.
Trying to figure out ways to handle the demand of the children more so coming in, mm-hmm. and working with that. But we have wonderful staff that
and we're always looking for really good
for new
clinicians.
Wonderful staff. Yes.
So people who do counseling, social work, psychologists, always looking to bring people on to provide really good service.
Right, right. Do you see a pattern in all these kids when you're out there, Emily?
I don't know if there's so much a pattern, but I think that there's just a lot of kids that live in some really difficult situations, and parents that are in some really difficult situations, and
right.
and it varies, and each one has their own story, but. You know, we do see a lot of behavior issues and a lot of kids with emotional issues, and hopefully by growing our infant mental health program that we are somehow reducing some of that on the later end, and, you know, we don't end up with all teenagers who are having emotional difficulty and not wanting to go to school.
Does your program help those kids from that early age as they grow?
Absolutely. Yep. Starting right at birth. I can't even tell you how young our youngest one has been, but I think probably just a few weeks old. We've mm-hmm. taken in and really tried to work with that parent and the child.
Well, I'm sorry you guys have to be in business, but thank God you're in business, you know, at the same time. And it's a tough world out there for a lot of those kids, especially this time of year, I can't imagine.
Yeah, this time of year is especially difficult.
Yeah, they're in survival mode half the time, and so how can they think about learning or living or doing anything else? And
absolutely.
Creates who they are a lot. So that's a tough deal. But, you know, I'm glad you guys are here, and keep it up and keep doing better and keep helping all the kids and everybody else out there, all of us out there for that matter. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. So, Susan and Emily. Good to go. So, hold on. I think that we're breaking for news. Absolutely, we're breaking for news. So we'll be right back. We got a really good show. We're going to talk about chocolate and toys and everything else, fun stuff. So come on back.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
All right, babe. All right. Oh, there we go. All right, we're back. We're back and we're live. Actually, now we're coming to the fun stuff, as we're talking about chocolate and toys. What's better than that, Christmas time? Chocolate and toys. Or maybe year-round, for that matter.
Right.
So we've got two people with us today, and from two different organizations. And we have from Gilbert Chocolates, we have Sally Kirchbaum, and we have Dan McGowan from Cotton Tails. So welcome them.
Thank you.
Good to be glad here. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
So, Gilbert Chocolates. You guys been around, what, 2-3 years now?
Oh, at least, yeah. More like 120 years, but we've been around a long time.
But how long has it been now? 120 years?
Well, 118, I guess, if you want to be particular about it.
118 years. Can you imagine 118 years ago? Wow, that's a long time ago. Think about that.
Yes.
So you started at 1900.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Mr. Gilbert.
Mr. Gilbert.
And Mrs.
Gilbert. And he passed away in 1961. And then Helga and Jim Austin took the reins, and then after them, Bill Blakemore. And we bought the company from Bill Blakemore. So it's only had four owners. So.
No kidding. Well, that's fantastic. Glad
that
you kept it.
It is fantastic. And the biggest kudos go to Helga for keeping the brand alive all those years.
Who did?
Helga. Helga and Jim Austin.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, it's just, I mean, you think of Gilbert Chocolates. Everybody knows Gilbert Chocolates. And
yes.
It's just one of the... And you go into towns, you like seeing stores like that. I mean,
yes,
it's so special.
Yeah.
So well, I hate to lose that, you know, to the big houses or whatever.
Yeah, and then we offer tours, too, to anybody, you know, on Tuesdays. And so it brings people in downtown as well, just to come for the 45-minute tour, because there's no charge for it or anything.
Free samples?
Yeah, that comes with it, too. We had a tour of third graders. And one little boy kept asking me through the entire tour, do I get my candy yet?
Well, I think it's a very logical question.
That's right.
Wow. So how was a small business Saturday?
It was good for us. We're really happy with it.
Were you really? So you guys have been around for a couple of years, and you've owned it now for...
This is our sixth Christmas.
Sixth Christmas. That's fantastic. So tell me about what's going on there.
Well, we do have a couple. We have a kind of a new product that we're introducing. Or actually, we invented it this past summer. It was for a restaurant up in the Okemos area, but it's called a key lime bonbon. That's what we call it, and it's a creation that my husband invented. And it essentially is like the key lime pie, but it's just a little tiny piece. So that if you want just a little flavor of key lime pie, you can come buy our bonbons, and they're very pretty. We stripe them with white chocolate. And they look really nice, and so they're a nice addition to our lineup of candy that we have.
Buy a key lime bonbon, put it in your pocket, and eat it later, right?
Well,
maybe not.
That
might melt down.
That doesn't usually work. Usually, just when you see them, you eat them. They're good.
So you're expanding?
Oh yeah, we are going to be. Well, we opened a kiosk at the Briarwood Mall this for Christmas, so that's been interesting. We're down at the Sears Wing. Well, if you go in the California Pizza Kitchen entrance. Up there, we're right off to the right in front of Abercrombie & Fitch. And we're selling, it's a kind of a condensed version of what we're selling, because obviously we don't have a candy case there. But we have our boxes and bags, and it's interesting. We're reintroducing ourselves to the Ann Arbor area. A lot of people in Ann Arbor are excited to learn that there is a candy company just 45 minutes down the road that they hadn't heard of. So
great.
It's been good.
Do you like what you do?
Yes, very much.
I bet you do.
Yes.
I bet you do. Now we've got Dan here, who's Cottontails. I mean, I'll bet you most people don't even know about this store, unfortunately, because I know this is really a cool, creative store. You're kind of a creative guy. I got kind of an idea that you're kind of a creative guy.
You got it. I'm here representing my other half, and I'm only half as fun as she is.
I'll bet that.
She's the owner. The name comes from, she used to work in an elementary school, and the kids used to call her Mrs. Cottontail. And so this is a dream come true for her. We've been there a year at the Jackson County Tower building, right across the street.
Across the street. Yeah, so tell us about this store. Let everybody know about this store.
So it's pure sunshine. So if you're thinking, as an adult, can I go in? Yes, you can. And just, it like chocolate. You're going to feel better. And typically, our toys range for newborns all the way to 7 or 8, even older. But again, if you're young at heart, you'll find something to wind up or play with.
Well, I've got to get in there because I'm young at heart, I think. And
you are welcome.
And I love to shop this time of year. I really do, especially for all the grandkids and everything else out there. So it's a great time. Steve, so this store came a year ago.
Yep.
And your wife wanted to start this.
Yep.
In downtown Jackson.
Downtown Jackson.
What was she thinking?
She was thinking, she's previously owned toy stores before. She saw good things happening in downtown and felt like there was a good opportunity in that space. And she's loves what she does. And I love supporting her and sometimes working for her.
Do you go to the toy shows?
Yes, we do go to toy shows. Yep. Mm-hmm. Those are a lot of fun, too.
Can I go next time? Because I'd love to see all the new toys. Where do they have that at? Where do they have the toy show at?
Well, the big one is in New York in February.
How cool would that be to go February?
That's the big one.
And it's probably a huge, huge place.
Huge, huge.
I can't imagine going there and looking at all this.
A lot of fun.
How much fun would that be?
Yep. All the vendors will be there. Yep. You can come away with lots of free stuff, so... And no kids allowed, believe it or not, at those toy stores.
Really?
Yeah, adults only.
So anything special this year? Any special toy we should know about or anything?
Well, she specializes in Melissa and Doug, but you can get those anywhere. But Melissa and Doug is the kind of company that really supports our kind of store. And so there's things we have there that they don't sell to the big chains. But you'll find... Okay, she gave me a list. Cahoots, Colorform, Spirographs, Action Plates, Yoga Joes. And she's willing to order anything. She'll look things up on Amazon for you and price compare and meet the price online. She's looking into new lines, and the variety will grow as purchases are made.
Cool. Sounds cool. That's really great. These two stores, downtown Jackson, I mean, special, really special. I really like that. I want you to come back sometime. I want to ask you about your hair. But other than that, I'm glad you're here.
Okay. Not now.
Yeah, we have got time. We've got to the next one. So thanks so much, you guys. Thanks so much. And support these two stores down there. Appreciate it. All right. We're moving right along now. Something really fun. Pay stub. Nice to see you, Amy. Yes, I tell you, it's been a while. So we have Amy Bergman from. She is going to talk to us about, and I just saw this a minute ago here. I'm going to be there. Yeah, PayHub. Yeah, it's called PayHub, isn't it? Yeah.
Right, Workforce PayHub and Insight HRM. We provide a payroll platform and cloud-based solution for all of the employee data tracking, time and attendance tracking, and then on the other side of the house, we provide HR consulting services. So we have a time and attendance solution. It's, like I said, cloud-based, and it really helps combine sort of the technical side of your employee management and then the consulting side to provide professional solutions and expertise.
Was it complicated nowadays in the HR business, or did it do everything?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's every day there's something new in the news that's keeping business owners up at night related to managing their employees. And so that's where my side of the business on the Insight HRM Consulting Services, we come in and provide a lot of expertise to help you manage your employees. We focus on providing solutions that are scalable for your size business. So depending on what your needs are, smaller organizations typically don't have an HR professional on staff.
Right.
So we'll help them with that. Larger organizations typically do have an HR professional on staff, but sometimes they have projects on their to-do list they haven't been able to get to, so we can come in and help with that.
Can you get in trouble in HR if you don't do it right?
Right. Yes, you can. There's many companies, I mean, turn on the news and listen to the radio, and you will hear stories on every newscast about somebody screwing something up. So we try to help protect you and keep you out of trouble.
Well, and I know there's a lot to it, obviously, nowadays, so it's hard to be full-time in whatever you're doing and be an HR person, specialist. And so smaller organizations that don't have a full-time HR person would really probably need your services.
Absolutely. We like to just make things scalable to what your needs are and what your budget are, of course. But some of the hot buttons lately have been related to the various issues relating to harassment in the workplace. So obviously, no one is immune to that. People have been, you know, training on harassment in their workplaces for many years, yet we're still seeing a lot of issues relative to that. So that's one of the things that we'll come in and provide is a revamp of your anti-harassment and anti-discrimination policy, and then help provide some engaging training for your staff and your managers to keep them behaving properly in the workplace.
Gee, how do you do that? Not paperless. Paperless is a big deal nowadays, is it?
Right, yeah. So on the platform side, we have a paperless employee onboarding and a benefits enrollment solution. So this really puts the employee in the driver's seat to manage their own data. It can be done from a tablet, a mobile phone, or right from the desktop. And it allows them to control making their various changes, doing all of their new hire onboarding paperwork instead of doing it on paper and spending a full day handwriting a lot of things. It's all done electronically through our cloud-based solution. It really is a hire-to-retire platform, so it can help them manage their own data throughout the life cycle of their employment with you. It also tracks things like training certifications, performance appraisals, all of those types of things that historically have been very paper-based and cumbersome. To manage all of that employee file data can all be done electronically through our platform.
So type of clients you're looking for then, is there anything in particular, I mean, other than if you don't have an HR person, is there something else that, that people should be aware of, that why they really would need you then?
Well, smaller organizations that maybe have been managing their payroll on their own through a QuickBooks type platform or Excel or something like that, more elementary, they're probably ready for some expertise and guidance on the payroll tax side and withholdings. People don't know what to do with the ACA reimbursements they're getting from Blue Cross and things like that, so we can provide guidance to them and expertise on the payroll management side of things. And so as far as types of clients that are good for us, I think any company probably less than 2,000 employees is a sweet spot for us. On the HR expertise and consulting side, we work with both for-profits and nonprofits, so we can provide a scalable solution based on your size organization and your needs. Sometimes we just come in and start with an HR audit to look at what you're doing now and see where some of your hot buttons might be and help prioritize cleaning up some things to keep you compliant.
So do you work with time and attendance type things too?
Right. So our time and attendance solution, again, is platform-based, so again, mobile device friendly, or you can have an actual time clock. And it helps to automate the time tracking. A lot of people are still, I can't believe it, but still using paper time cards, and someone has to physically key that in every time you run a payroll. So our solution takes away that step, and it obviously creates more efficiencies for people.
Well, it's not getting any easier out there, and the government's not requiring less on everybody. There's no question about that. So you need to have somebody that out there that's full-time doing this, and, right. and that's what you do.
That's what we do, and we can do as little or as much as you might need. So one thing that's a lot of people are doing right now is updating their employee handbooks, especially relative to the new legalization of recreational marijuana. So they're looking for guidance on how to incorporate things in their policies and their employee handbooks and in their training to prepare their employees for what that means in their workplace. Other things that people are doing that are getting themselves in trouble unknowingly are in the social media realm. So employers aren't really knowledgeable on what they can and can't do on social media and what they can and can't allow their employees to do on social media. So we'll provide guidance on that. A lot of employers unknowingly subject themselves to discrimination claims by posting things on Facebook when they're recruiting and things like that where they're seeking young high school people to come work for them. And they think they're targeting, you know, the right audience, but what they're really doing is opening themselves up to a discrimination claim by posting their recruiting announcement on Facebook the way they've written it, so we can help them.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad Lloyd and I don't have those problems. We're on top of all that, I'll tell you right now.
Sure you are, Rick.
Why are you on your phone again or whatever? I don't know. Jeez, I'll tell you. Very interesting. I mean, very much a need for what you're doing out there. And how do they get a hold of you?
Yep, you can go to workforcepayhub.com or insighthrm.com, and we'd be happy to help you.
Well, thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Great to see you again.
I tell you, good to see you. So, thank you, Amy Bergman. Now for the last big event we have here, we got Matt from the Chamber to tell you about all the great things going on with the Chamber.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us at Good Morning Greater Jackson here at Bellinote in downtown Jackson. Big round of applause for our sponsors today, Blue Ox Credit Union, Lloyd Gant Retirement Centers, Integro, our Chamber segment sponsored by Michigan International Speedway and Workforce Pay Hub. Round of applause for them. I'd like to give a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, sponsored by Flagstar Bank, Christy Hale of Access Point. I'd like to also welcome our new members over the last month to the Chamber, Quality Glass Napoleon, Jackson Antique Mall, PostNet, Boss Auction and Appraisal Services, Home of New Vision, Northwest Dental Excellence, Region 2 Area Agency on Aging, and CSL Plasma. A round of applause for our new members. All right, as we finish up the year over the next month, we have some great events coming up starting Thursday evening with our Off the Clock at True by Hilton. That is our newest hotel in the area, sponsored by Community Choice Credit Union. And we will be announcing our 2019 annual meeting award recipients, so don't miss that. December 3rd is our next economic luncheon. December 6th is our next Brew with the Board. December 14th is Legislative Rise and Shine, and on December 17th, we will be hosting a roundtable discussion on the impact of marijuana on business. So as legalization now takes effect, that is going to become a big issue for our businesses, and so for you guys, we are going to be on top of that with Wendy Block from the Michigan Chamber coming down to help with that. Also, save the date, and there are flyers on the table. June 26th of 2019, we will be hosting Disney Institute. And if you've never been to this program, it is an exceptional opportunity to learn about quality customer service. So make sure to put that date on your calendar. All right. In the room this morning, joining us for Good Morning Greater Jackson, CP Federal Credit Union, Commonwealth Commerce Center, Gilbert Chocolates, Graphics 3, Integro, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson's hit music station K105.3, Michigan International Speedway, Northwest Community Schools, PostNet, Supporting Strategies, The Balloony Bin, Schlissler Certified Payments, United Way Transportation Audit Recovery Services, and OnStaff. So thank you again. We will see you back in January for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson. Happy holidays. Have a great day.